Chapter 51, What the Weaver Said. By the Ming Dynasty, textile production had become a major industry involving considerable specialization and establishment of large and small workshops, networks of brokers, and markets. Cotton cloth was woven mainly by peasants working in their homes as a means of gaining extra income. Fancy silks, however, were generally produced in workshops by weavers' paid wages. Below is an account of a weaver in such a workshop written by the scholar and teacher Tzu Yikui, died circa 1400. His purpose in recording his conversation with the weaver was to provide a moral lesson, but there is no reason to doubt his description of what he saw and heard. When I lived in Xiangan Ward in Qiantang, I had a wealthy neighbor who employed live-in weavers. Late every evening, one of them would start to sing, and the rest would join in. From the sound of their voices, they seemed to be cheerful. Quote, "How happy they are," unquote, I sighed. One morning I walked over there and found it to be just a rickety old house. There were four or five looms in a room.